Welcome to the Credibility Nation Show, the podcast that will help you to continually build and grow your credibility with your host, Mitchell Levy.
Hi, Mitchell Levy, global credibility expert, and welcome to this special credibility episode of Thought Leader Life, where we're talking to amazing humans from around the planet on who they are, what they do, in essence, their credibility. Today's guest is, can I say, world-renowned Gordon Treadgold, who is a business and IT transformation expert. He works with organizations that want to equip their leaders with the tools to drive engagement, performance, and profits. Gordon, welcome.
Hi, welcome, Mitchell. It's a pleasure to be here.
Oh, it's I so enjoyed our green room conversation.
Me too.
Oh, thank you. So tell me, what is your CPOP? What is your customer point of pain?
Helping business leaders that recognize they're not getting the results that they want to.
You know, it's such a beautiful statement, because one of the things that specifies is that they have a superpower, and the superpower is self-awareness. And if you have self-awareness and you recognize that you're just not everything you need to be either for yourself or for your organization,
yep,
you need to do something else. Gordon, and reaching out to you, tell me a little bit more. What do you do?
So I help people get out of overwhelm. I create simple strategies, and I can do this either in workshops or speaking. And what I do is I inspire people to take action. And I do that by showing them the path to success, showing them step by step how they can be successful. And when people see that path, they just take it. And as I said, that's what inspires them to take action.
It is, by the way, so simple. And I'm going to share with you afterwards this really cool model that I use. But I love that, because yes, if you know what the output is,
yep,
in terms of where you want to go, then it's easy to navigate. I call it the black box to get there. And it's just so beautiful.
I mean, I just put the train back on the track and off it goes to the destination. It's massively powerful. Oops, sorry about that.
That's right. I said that I turned off my phones and stuff, but I forgot to say, did you do yours? So tell me a little bit. It's very powerful, by the way, just to know. For most people, sometimes they're moving forward and they think they know where they're going, but that may not be truly the right area. And it's so cool that you actually bring that to light. Tell me, how do you have credibility to do what you do?
I spent 30 years as a turnaround expert for IT, leading, you know, I tended to get the job of captain of the Titanic post iceberg. And when you've done that 20, 30 times as I have, you get to understand what it is that derails projects and people. And, I've led $100 million programs. I've led departments with 1,000 staff that weren't delivering and turned it around. And it's, you know, for some of the biggest companies in the world, DHL is one of the companies that I've done that with. So, you know, I'm dyed in the wool, tested on doing these things.
And you've done, you've spoken in front of tons of audiences and also done lots of consulting engagements. And I know you mentioned one, but what's the breadth? How would you describe that? What's the breadth of what you, like, how many different organizations or people or lives? What would be a good way to say?
Hundreds. And I've spoken in front of thousands of people, probably 50, 60,000 people in total.
Yeah, that's
and had an impact with them.
And how do you go about, so by the way, part of it, how do you go about sharing your credibility is the next question. Obviously, speaking in front of a bunch of people do it. How else do you go about sharing your credibility?
So I spend a lot of time on LinkedIn. I put a lot of information out on LinkedIn. I check out a lot of information. And I generally try and find people that I can actually look to give them some help and support and move them forward. Because I think if people actually see you helping them, then they get the impression that you could help them.
Isn't that surprising? You don't say, hey, wait, here's my credit card processing machine.
Yeah.
Let me swipe that first and I'll help you. It's, yeah.
Yeah. If I help you once, you might ask me to help you a second, a third, a fourth time. It's as simple a model as that.
Love that. And then you've written 1,400 plus articles and shared content, and then
1,400 articles. I've written for Forbes, Inc., Entrepreneur, and I've done that as somebody who couldn't write.
That's great. And what I like also what you mentioned is not only are you spending time on LinkedIn, but you're also reading other people's content, you're commenting, you're giving feedback. That's how you do the help. And I just think that's you. To me, you're somebody with that warm heart who wants to give first. And then if it works out, great afterwards, yeah. But it's not, you're not giving with the expectation, you're giving because it's the right thing to do.
Yeah. And I think, you know, it's a little bit of pay it forward. And sometimes you pay it forward to someday in the hope that somebody else will pay it forward to you. It might not necessarily be a transaction with the person you're dealing with, but you know, if you put it out there and people see that, then you know, maybe some of that will come back to you. And maybe it won't, and you can just keep giving.
There's nothing wrong with that either. Hey, so listen, if you have the superpower of self-awareness and you recognize that you're not giving it all, either to your family, to yourself, to your job, to the organization, and you want to figure that out, you're going to want to reach out to Gordon Treadgold. Gordon, what is the best way for people to reach out to you?
So uniquely, I am the only Gordon Treadgold in the entire world. So they can Google it, and when they find Gordon Treadgold, that's me. I'm on LinkedIn, Gordon Treadgold. I'm on Twitter, Gordon Treadgold. My website, GordonTreadgold.com. My email, Gordon@GordonTreadgold.com. I own that real estate, beachfront all the way back, as far as the eye can see.
That's beautiful. Yeah, your parents were thinking about the .com days.
I don't know. My son's a musician, and he's called Dan, and there's thousands of them. You put Dan Treadgold, you see dozens of them. You put Gordon Treadgold, it's just me and Tumbleweed.
That's beautiful. Hey, well, thanks so much for sharing your credibility with us today.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
Oh, absolutely. And for those watching, click on the like button, whatever platform you're on. Share with your friends because Gordon is absolutely worth sharing. And we'll see you at the next episode of Thought of Your Life. Take care, everyone. Bye now.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed the show, please rate and recommend it on the platform you're listening to. You can also get more information at credibilitynation.com. And feel free to see the latest update to the credibility research and get a free PDF copy of the book written on this research at aha.pub/research.